leader.
Order, order.
Back in his seat in the debating chamber for the first time in over a month, the Prime Minister, John Key, began the week in the House by congratulating the British royal family on the latest addition to their household.
Mr Speaker, I move that the House put on record its congratulations to Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, and Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, on the birth of Her Royal Highness, Princess Charlotte of Cambridge.
The Prime Minister was joined by opposition leader Andrew Little, who's been away for the same period, most recently in Britain in the week leading up to the royal birth.
And despite that I'm a committed Republican, it didn't stop my wife Lee from insisting that I bring back a ceramic mug or tea towel or several of them. But sadly, that didn't happen on this occasion.
Other party leaders offered their congratulations, ending with the ACT Party's David Seymour.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the ACT Party, I would like to offer our warmest congratulations to Prince William and the Duchess on the birth of Princess Catherine, a healthy, strapping, £8 pound 3 baby. Thank you, Mr Speaker.
Then it was on to question time, which included this one for the Prime Minister from Mr Little.
Does he enforce high standards of conduct on all his ministers, including himself?
Speaker.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, yes, however, with respect to my actions at Apana or CAF, my conduct clearly upset the staff member in question. I sincerely apologise to her at the time. I became aware of that and I've continued to do so publicly.
The opposition leader followed up with this question for Mr Key.
Does he accept that through his embarrassing and weird behaviour, he has now made the office of Prime Minister of New Zealand an international laughingstock?
Right, Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, no, but I do accept I have to take responsibility for my own actions.
Mr Key's judgment was also tested in this question from Labour's leader.
Why is he allowing a minister whose portfolio conflicts with the alleged actions of his own brother to remain as minister, and why doesn't he follow the high standard I set in temporarily standing down Carmel Cipollone in similar circumstances?
Order, order.
A pause while the Speaker decided whether to allow the question.
It's a very marginal call. I'm going to allow the Prime Minister to deal with it. Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, firstly because I took advice on the day that I became aware of it. The advice was very clear that there'd been no conflict up to that point and any potential conflict could be managed. I think all members of this House appreciate that there are potential conflicts as an electorate MP right through to a Cabinet Minister and they need to be managed. In relation to the actions that he took with Carmel Cipollone, I personally think he made the wrong call.
Later in question time, Mr Key's Deputy and Finance Minister, Bill English, blamed Auckland's housing crisis on the Green Party, building his case against them in his answers to questions from their housing spokesman, Kevin Haig.
Is it another mark of this government's success that the median house price in Auckland has now reached $753,500, with an average sale of more than $800,000, and is he happy about that?
Honourable Bill English.
No, Mr Speaker, I'm not happy about it, and I'm particularly unhappy with the kind of planning approach that the Greens advocate, which is part of the cause for the rapid escalation in house prices. The Greens have advocated anti-growth and densification policies for years. They've been far too influential, and that is cutting low- and middle-income Aucklanders out of the possibility of decent housing or owning their own house. And I hope the Greens would change their views and help us change the Auckland Council's views so that we allow Auckland City to grow and have affordable housing.
Supplementary question, Kevin Haig.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Isn't it insulting to tell young Aucklanders who are desperately trying to buy a house and are being outbid at auctions week after week by property speculators that this government's policies, which do absolutely nothing to address demand side of the housing market, that they're a success?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, what would be insulting to tell young Aucklanders is the Greens saying to them they should have cheap houses, but the Greens are opposed to roads, to cars, to digging up the ground, to creating subdivisions and to building houses. That's what's insulting to young Aucklanders, is Labor and the Greens saying you should have cheap houses, but you're not allowed to do any of the things that ensure more houses get built faster.
Finance Minister Bill English. More details on our webpage, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.